Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The vaccine pass should be coming into force on Monday. Jean Castex made the announcement last night while stipulating that the Conseil Constitutionnel still had to give the final green light. The pass means that everyone over the age of 16 will have to be fully vaccinated in order to access a range of public places and transport. A negative test result will no longer be a substitute for a pass. Some of the public health-related restrictions currently in place will start to lift over the next few weeks. Yesterday, the Prime Minister presented plans as falling into two main stages. From February 2nd, the limits on the number of people in venues with seating will lift. Wearing a mask outdoors should also no longer be compulsory at that point. Then, on February 16th, nightclubs should be able to reopen. In the meantime, although hospitalisations and contaminations for COVID-19 are still on the rise, with more than 425,000 new cases in the last 24 hours, the number of patients in critical care services continues to drop slightly. Violence broke out yesterday in Guadeloupe during a protest against the rollout of the vaccine pass. A policeman was injured with lime ammunition in Pointe-à-Pitre. In Basse-Terre, demonstrators attempted to invade the administrative wing of a hospital complex. Looting also took place later in the evening. Four former close aides of Nicolas Sarkozy will be in court today to hear the court's decision. They are suspected of favouritism and embezzlement of public funds. The court is due to reach its decision in the early afternoon. And finally, to the African Cup of Nations and the big blow suffered by Algeria last night. The defending champions were knocked out after losing to Côte d'Ivoire 3-1. Algeria finished last in its group. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.